Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. And it's been a while since I've been on the air. I've been extremely busy over here in Maui on the Hawaiian Islands. I've been having a good time here, but it's been a lot of work. It seems like every day I have several counselings and something else going on, a lecture or workshop or whatever. But a lot of amazing energy work being done here. A lot of people waking up and tapping in, and it's been quite a journey over here. I don't even know where to start considering this journey, but anyway, just a lot of amazing things happening over here, and I'm ready to get back to the ranch, and not before the Tempe, Arizona conference, but the International UFO Congress is having a major event in Tempe, Arizona. So don't forget that one. It's coming up here on, I believe it starts on the 18th to the 22nd. And if you just Google, IUFOC, International UFO Congress, it'll pop up. And if you want to find out more about all the different speakers there, but I'll be there and I'll be speaking, and I'll have a booth there as well with my books and some DVDs. So it's going to be an amazing event. But it seems like I've been hopping on one plane after another, and I'm ready to get back to the ranch and roll my sleeves up and start cleaning and painting and trimming and shoveling and getting it ready for spring. We've got an amazing lineup coming up for our conference, our July 4th weekend conference. It's going to be amazing. And I always tell people, the conference, the speakers are great, everything's great, but it's really hard to top when you've got 200-300 people out in the field and a big UFO flies over, powers up, for the whole group. I mean, that, watching people get all excited and cheering and everything, it's one of those Kodak moments, that I think is beyond a Kodak moment when these things happen. And they seem to happen every year. And 1 year we did an intention experiment. Right when we finished, a ship flew right over the conference building and quite a few people filmed it. And that's up on the site. But anyway, there's so many things going on right now. I don't even know where to stop. We're getting crazy weather here. I mean, it's like hurricane force winds. And hopefully the lines stay up. We've had some problems here with the internet popping on and off and the lines going down and power popping on and off. But I think it's a little slower. It's just now tempering down. But it's amazing. You see a tree just bend to the ground in a moment's notice, with these gusts. I've never seen such, incredible wind gusts. Just very out of the blue, just bam, all of a sudden you see a tree standing there, and next thing you know, the trees, all the leaves are going one way and going off, and the thing's bending over, it doesn't seem normal. But I'm not a regular inhabitant here. I come here 2-3 months of the year, come to Hawaii and do workshops and classes and events, but and work on the Monsanto project, which is going okay. It's going to run its course, but eventually there is a moratorium. The people have spoken, and they're doing everything they can to block it in the courts. But the bottom line is these people serve us. They work for us. And when the people speak, they need to carry out those orders. We have a choice. Either we have a dictatorship or we have a democracy. Which one's it going to be? So they don't carry out the orders, we don't have a democracy. It's really that simple. It's time for people to rise up and do something about that, which is in the works. But the people have risen, they've marched and they've spoken, they voted, and they voted a moratorium on Monsanto. They can't keep using Roundup and all these, I think it was AG-47, all these Agent Orange things they're doing. That it's just the chemicals they're using and the frankenfoods and everything else is just pure insanity. When you see a government sponsoring that, it's no longer your government. So any government that would sanction this kind of activity and not come down hard on it is not ours, And so it's time for us to realize that. We need to really look at the, the Just Us Department and the other things going on here. It's just a real mess right now. And I'm almost seeing that these winds that we're experiencing here and these crazy storms out of the blue are part of nature. And she's cleaning up too. It's part of nature saying enough. We've had enough. And it's time to get back to basics, get back to simplicity and start living a wholesome spiritual life, in harmony with each other and nature, and get away from all this crazy synthetic nonsense that's going on. We just hosted a conference here with Dr. Scott Werner, and he's got some new books out. One's Take Back Your Health, and he's got another new one that he just wrote here on the island. And we did a workshop just last night. It was amazing, just a two-hour workshop, but he actually had some beings appear to him, some masters appeared to him, and gave him the answer. And the answer, he asked, he said, how do we deal with this? He said, the world is just becoming so toxic, with all the chemicals, the GMOs, the food additives, the water, the fluoride in the water, everything. He said, we're just getting bombarded, and there's just a constant assault, on humanity going on, sanctioned at the highest levels. And he kept asking, what do we do about this? And a master appeared to him, and I believe he said it was Saint Germain, and told him that we have to evolve beyond it. So that was his answer, is that we have to start activating our DNA and strengthen our DNA and start working, in that direction. So so basically, we've got to start, transcend this stuff, through spiritual practices and other things, and also do, things to, do cleanses and try to eat close to the ground and eat as pure as you can, and eat a little lighter, a lot of things like that we can do, and you make sure our water's pure, and the air, there's not a lot you can do about the air. It seems like they pretty much got that toxic no matter where you go with the chemtrails, but there are things to augment what they're doing, and to rise above it. But it was quite interesting. The what they had was this meditation that they're doing, where they're actually activating the DNA and moving into a 12-strand DNA, and that it was actually moving up into a 12-strand, then a 24-strand, but it was actually wrapping this DNA like a rope, a braided rope. And there was a meditation where you brought the earth energy up from your feet. It's a beautiful meditation, and you connect into Pachamama or Sophia Gaia or whatever name you want to give it, Pele over here, and you bring that beautiful orange, volcanic type energy up your feet, right into your sacrum, and then you bring the other earth down from the heavens, from the heavens down into your sacrum where they greet, and then you ask the angelic masters and the higher dimensional beings to start transmuting your DNA and reactivating, your DNA. So it was quite a process, and we'll see how it works. I'm up for trying anything. I've had so many challenges in my own personal life with all the attacks and the other things that we've had, on trying to shut me up, basically, that, right now I'm about ready to try anything. So who knows? But I did feel some wonderful energy there, and we'll see what happens, But there's a lot of people practicing this, and we'll probably have access to a video that shows it. But I think you can go on YouTube and just type in Scott Werner. I think it's Werner, and there's some YouTube videos where he talks about this activation. But there's a few more things I wanted to talk about, but it looks like we've got a lot of callers coming in, so I'm just going to go straight to the callers. I know they're waiting. So it looks like we got Nicholas on line one. Nicholas, are you with us? Hello, Nicholas.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Hi. First of all, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do for us. You're just amazing, powerful soul on this planet at this time. And thank you for that. I was interested, and I know that I think in an email a while back you were saying that there's some new healing modalities that you've been using, and I don't know if you're able to talk about those at this point. Just like where I live in Northern California, and what I'm noticing is that I have to go to bed like 2 or 3 hours early every day just to feel normal, and everyone around me is sick. Like every, I'd say at least once or twice a month now.
Yeah.
And it's just I know what's going on, but I just don't know if there's I know there's some new modalities, but I don't know if you're able to talk about those yet, but I would love to hear about it. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, I can talk about some of them, and I went down to Mexico to check some of them out, and some of them were about cleansing diets, where they're more like raw food diets, where they put you on a total raw food diet, and then they do chelation therapy and ozone therapy, a lot of colonics and coffee enemas and things like that, and then they also were using a device called the Papimi machine, which actually sends a huge magnetic pulse throughout your body, your whole body, and it just kind of zaps, you know, some of these pathogens and these nanobots that they're creating. But they're extremely resistant. I mean, whatever they're putting out there now is just, it's, these things seem to morph from a bacteria to a virus, even a fungus, and it's like a triple threat, you know, it's like a triple threat thing that's coming down in these chemtrails. And I think the main thing that we need to really focus on as a community is really focus on the military. Just say enough. You know, you're here to protect us. You know, you swore an oath. You know, you've got to stop this program and get rid of these psychopaths, you know, that are running the show, because this is just, you know, I know some of the scientists that are looking at the chemtrails and what's coming down in these chemtrails, and they said, like Morgellons and things like that, and they said this is Satan's dream, you know, and you know, so there's some very, very nasty stuff. A lot of biophysicists I know that are looking at stuff are just saying this has got to stop, and it's got to stop immediately, because it's totally insane. But those are some of the things I'm using, and I have some other things I don't have access to yet. When I get back home, there's some other people I've been talking with. I'm going to go check out some other technologies. But, you know, I know we have the technology to zap this stuff, and we have the technology to totally regenerate the body and also diagnose, you know, exactly what's going on within the body just by the energy signatures. So, and rebalance that. But, you know, the overall thing is we have to stop what's assaulting the body and that's where I look at it, just common sense, you know. But at the same time, we can do practices that can actually shield us and raise our frequencies up so we're not so affected by these technologies. And I'm working on that too, is putting some, you know, some of that together and sharing that, you know, with...
It might be, I don't know, I know you're busy, and maybe you could do a workshop on just, you know, all that stuff you're talking about. But... yeah, I mean, I've been hearing that more countries from around the world are getting more involved in stopping the chemtrails. Is that true? Like Europe, it's not so much, or maybe that's Monsanto. They're not allowing Monsanto in, and I know Maui kicked Monsanto out, and you know, I mean, I see the changes, and I know it's just, I think that just where I live, you know, I live in California, and you know, people know about it, but people just get so zombified. They get so caught up in the matrix, and it's just, you know, I'm wondering what's it going to take for all of us just to, you know, come together in a way to, because we all know it's happening. You know, I mean, it's like you said, we just gotta, we have to deal with it. We can't say, you know, because of course, what you focus on becomes more, but you can't deny something that's happening at the same time.
Well, that's true. I mean, there is a program, and a lot of the New Age people get mad at me for saying this, but a lot of the New Age beliefs were actually created out of a think tank in Stanford Research. And so some of those programs where if you don't look at it, if you look at it, it's in you, and you're a bad person if you see bad things and all that stuff. You know, all these programs that they have running are so these evil guys can just run unchecked, you know, and people will turn a blind eye to it. And so we have to, you know, get back down to basics. And, you know, I like the Native American saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good, you know. So it's very basic. You know, they shouldn't be mixing up these concoctions and spraying them on people. And we have to realize it is being done. And we can't go into denial and ignore it's happening, you know, and until we're turned into good little consumer zombie robots, you know, neutered as well, which is what they're doing. You know, they're shutting down the endocrine system, you know, and they're actually, they have all these estrogen mimickers and everything else. It's just an assault on life. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, we have to wake up and smell the coffee and realize this is being done and go after the people that are doing it and get, and go to the top, you know, forget about the little stuff happening, you know, the marches and everything else. Just go, you know, get it, rise in mass and go after the guys at the top that are paying for it and doing it.
Yeah, well, I think what it seems like, at least in this country, is that, you know, that's the biggest program they play for us not to come together, is just to keep us so fixated on all these other things that, you know, yeah, they're important. They need to be dealt with, the police brutality and this and that. But it's like, meanwhile, there's such a bigger issue or issues going on that we all just need to get over it and just really come together. And, you know, just like all the things you're saying. And by the way, I've gotten all your books. I love them. And just really opened my eyes a lot. And I just, you know, really thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, I'm totally down for whatever you're doing. And I want to help you. And I think we all just, I feel like this year is really the year to really step up and do what's necessary. I just think it's time.
It is. Yeah, it is. We're at that breaking point right now. And it's, you know, up to 2016 is the make or break thing. And I think we're going to make it. I think there's a huge shift of energy, and I'm on top of what's happening on the highest levels. And there's some really big players coming in on the higher dimensions that are stepping in, and some really big players on the earth as well that are stepping in and saying enough's enough. So it'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds. But the bottom line, you just got to get rid of this cabal. I mean, they've just got to go. These banksters have got to go. They can't continue to be, you know, war and disease profiteers and enslave humanity through manufactured luck. I mean, that whole program has to come to an end. And once it does, and the whole earth is going to shift and become totally abundant, and we can get back to restoring the planet and reunifying with the higher dimensional beings that want to assist us in the restoration process. And that's a prophecy that I know will come true eventually. So, you know, I'm all for it.
Okay, well, thanks, James. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting, the books he's talking about, Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods and The Ultimate Soul Journey, all of these books, you know, most of them talk about these times. The Ultimate Soul Journey is more of a personal book about all the different things I've experienced and beings, but, you know, Becoming Gods, a lot of that information I wrote in 1982, and people are shocked when they read it. They go, oh my God, this is all happening. You know, it's happening now. And it was a warning, you know, that this is where things are going to go if we don't do, you know, if we don't buck up, you know, and stand in our own divinity and say enough's enough. So anyway, I just highly suggest, you know, if you haven't gotten those books, to get them, because the tools and techniques on healing unseen negative influences, you know, there's earth healing meditations, your own personal healing meditations, you know, meditations for getting guidance in there. A lot of powerful tools are in there to step up and be a master. So I'd definitely check into those books. You know, it's one thing I never do is promote myself or promote the books. I keep forgetting all the time, but it's just something that I always forget to do. But anyway, we're going to go to Louisa on line two. See if we can get Louisa on the line.
Hi, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Okay. I think I have like two things, comments to make. First, I wanted to thank you for the clearing session that you did while you were down in Maui, and I was here. I'm on the East Coast in New Jersey. We're having a snowstorm here. So you're having one there and of a different nature, and we're having one here, another one. The first thing I wanted to comment was I thought that the off-planet, you know, entities assisting us weren't going to allow any more nuclear weapons to go off. And I, from what I'm reading, it looks like, I think in the Ukraine there was some sort of nuclear device that went off in Donetsk. And so I'm just curious as to, you know, whether you know about whether that was whether that was in fact nuclear or whether it was, you know, whether they're telling you this and sharing it with you. I don't know. I was under the impression that you know, certainly after World War II, that was a big concern, and that's why they started to become more involved. So I understand. I think Dolores Cannon, I think, was going down that road with that information.
Yeah.
And so this was, yeah. So do you know, like, was that nuclear? I mean, obviously 9/11 was nuclear. They're obviously not stopping it. So, I mean, I'm not sure, like, if that was really true then. Was that concern of theirs?
Well, I think I know one of the things that, you know, they wouldn't allow a full-scale nuclear exchange, you know, that they definitely, that's off the table. They won't be able to pull that off. As far as the smaller skirmishes and things like that, we're still working our stuff out, you know, and they're doing all they can to stop it, but they can't totally come in and stop it. We have so many small nukes, you know, little ones that are on, you know, little rockets and all kinds of delivery devices with these things that it's probably hard to monitor all of them, you know, and but I know they're definitely not going to allow any major exchange happen. You know, that's not going to be allowable. But, you know, we still have our lessons. Now, I've been out of touch because I've been over here on Maui and just working my tail off, doing a lot of workshops and counseling and working with the Monsanto mess over here. But so I've missed a lot of the news. I'll have to look into that and find out what it was. It may not have been a nuke, or it may have been a smaller, some other kind of nuke that maybe it's like a one that's not, doesn't leave the debris or, you know, the radioactive mess. You know, I'm not sure what happened over there, so I can't really comment. I'll have to look into that. But
see, there was a satellite image taken from orbit. You could see this explosion. It was not small. I mean, you know, there were many nukes in the basement of the World Trade Center. So this is nothing compared to that. I mean, whatever happened in Ukraine, it was very serious, because the satellite picture was obviously was noticeable, quite large. Okay.
Now,
the other comment.
I'll have to look into that, because now who was it used against? Was it used against the Russian army, or was it used?
It was in Ukraine. I'm not sure. I think East Ukraine, Donetsk, I think, is the city.
Yeah.
Donetsk, yeah.
That'd be a bummer.
It's so out of control over there. I mean, I don't know why Putin just doesn't, you know, do his business and take care of them. You know, he's
well, the
causing.
Is
there's now over 1.2 million men, refugees coming into Russia. I mean, I feel so bad for these people.
Yeah. Well, the cabal are doing all they can to start World War III, and that's where they think they're going to start it. And Putin has used incredible restraint and diplomacy so we don't give them what they want, and which to me, my hat's off to him on that. But, you know, you can go so far, and then, but, you know, also, too, the Russians are exposing all the 911 stuff and everything else and bringing out their files on it and saying who did it, you know, and Cheney and all the other Bush and all the other people who were behind it. So I think they're going to topple, you know, our government from within. You know, it's just like, you know, I don't think they hate the U.S. They just want our criminal element that's running this country to be taken out, basically. So one way or the other.
No, I agree. And the only other comment I have was that you're right when you were talking initially at the top of the show about that these, you know, are these legislators and representatives and let's go down the list, the judges, the, you know, everybody in the, you know, structure of government. These are oath takers. And I know that you had Winston Trout on your show at one point, and I wish I had heard more of the show, but these are oath takers, and those oaths, by the way, are bonded. They're insured. And they're called surety bonds or fidelity bonds, which is an insurance policy of honesty. And so what I am trying to suggest is for people to look into this, and that what we need to do, I think, one of the solutions is to put liens on these bonds and file, you know, complaints against these officials for violating their oaths, violating the Constitution, because that's what they're supposed to be doing. So this is an idea, you know, we have to learn how to circumvent this. We have to learn how to you know, go around and above them. And I don't know if, you know, you have any information on that.
You know, actually I do. And if people go to Winston Strout's website, I'm not sure what the exact, I should have that on me. I don't have it, but he has a wonderful DVD. And if you probably just type in Winston Strout, I think it's S-H-R-O-U-T, it'll come up. And there's a DVD called Commercial Leans. He has a DVD, and that's the one to get. Mm-hmm. And it tells how to do this process. And I've been talking to other people here. I can't really say what's going on right now because I don't want to give it up, but we're doing exactly that.
Right.
And
to
take care of some of these other things. Because they're everybody's been trying to go through the court system, and it's bought and sold, and it's so corrupt that you have to go after the judges, and you have to go after the people that are supposed to be, you know, they, like you're saying, they signed an oath, you know, they, and that oath
That's
is
right.
to protect the people and take care of the people, and they're in breach of trust, and they need to be taken out when they breach that trust. So, and the best
exactly.
way to do it is to go after them personally. Forget about the
All
court
right.
system. Just, you know, go in there
because
and just
the
say
minute
this.
You put, right, the minute you put a notice of lien, the insurance company, from what I understand, has to cancel them because it's a policy on honesty. So obviously you're saying this person's dishonest. So that insurance company's not going to want to cover that. And what also happens is the charters of the state or the county or the city, whatever, the charters, if they don't have bonded, if their bonds are dropped, then their charters become void. And so you really cause, there's really this cascading effect that happens. And it happened to a town in Florida, I think within the past year or two, where their charter was actually void because of some condition it didn't meet that it's required by law to meet, by the Constitution to meet. So this is what we have to do, but it's we the people. And, you know, I don't like the word sheeple because I do think that we are so intelligent, but we are being so manipulated, and I think it's a little bit disparaging, although I do get, you know, it's an easy term to use, but I would just rather call people the unaware, because we are so intelligent, and I think we just have to mobilize and realize the time is on us to act individually. Everybody has to take their responsibility for what's happening, because it is supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And if people are not involved, then they can't complain when this gets dumped on them and their rights get taken away. They have to be part of the process. I mean, it's always been that way. And we're letting them get away with this. So I'm glad to see that other people are doing it, because I wanted some feedback on, you know, whether there was any success. Because I do know somebody who did that. They've disappeared.
Yeah. I know some people that are doing it, and on a very high level, one of the highest levels, and that
right.
is what's kind of happening, you know, within our government. And I know there are
right.
certain families that are actually good, you know, and on the high, they're, you know,
right.
coming in and they're stepping in, and they've pretty much taken over the World Court, the IMF, and the Federal Reserve, because
right.
the Federal Reserve was insolvent, and they called them on because they have to insure the money. You know, and it's insured by gold through another.
Exactly.
There's a program there, and so while they weren't paying up on that. They just kept printing and printing and printing. And they weren't insuring the money, weren't backing it with
right.
anything. So the people that were holding the contract on that, you know, got aligned with these other groups and the positive groups, and they basically foreclosed
yeah.
on them. You know, said pay up or you know, or you're out of business. And so these things
right,
are
but we
happening.
Have charters of freedom. We have charters of freedom. And so if our charters of freedom are void or null and void or violated, then there has to be some sort of recourse. And people just have to get educated on how to do that. And I think that even the World Court should have an obligation and responsibility when you see that a country has absolutely violated their sovereignty, basically. If you're violating the charters of freedom, our sovereignty's gone. So, you know, I just, you know, we're void. We're a corporation. We're not even anything anymore. So I think it is time for them to step in and do something and hold these people accountable. So that's all I have to say. I know you have other callers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks
Hope
for
to
you
see
know
you
thanks
back
for sharing
on the West Coast.
Yeah, do you have some places where people can go to find out more about that? Some good websites?
I don't, but I actually have samples of. I have a sample lien. I have a sample complaint and lien that's actually been filed, but I can email it to you, and we can just black out some things, and you can, take from it whatever would be helpful.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, I'd love to see that and see what.
Okay.
Because I know we're going
Definitely.
Through the process here, and I'm not involved in other than I just put people in touch with the right people to make things happen, and so on a very high level. So that is. Going forward, I'm kind of in the background, but I seem to be able to know who to connect with who, and that's basically what I've been doing, and it's working really well that way.
And by the way, it's not mine personally; it's done by someone else. But it's a template, and for anyone who's listening, that's a public official who has violated your oath of office, we're coming for you. It's time to hold you accountable, and you better be concerned. You can always change and come to the light.
Yeah,
so there's always that option, right? Right,
yeah,
James?
Yeah, I definitely love to see that. I mean, I had my ordeal. I had to go to court 10 different times, and they tried to, actually charge me with felonies and all these other things just on simple code violations, which weren't even code violations. It was things they made up to try to shut the ranch down. And we end up dismissing three judges and I don't know who else, but it was just insane. And that's the way we did it. We just held them responsible for what they were doing and charged them, put them up on charges.
Justice is for sale in this country. So it's very hard for people to afford to do this. And that is the barrier at this point, is the extreme expense of any kind of, legal action. That makes it so prohibitive for people to have access to the court system. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I'll send you that email. Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye. All right. We've got Mike on line 3. Mike, are you with us? Hello, Mike.
Jake, can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Speak close to the phone.
Yeah, I'm calling from Portland. I'm wondering, I'd love to come out and see a ranch someday, and I'm just wondering, my question I guess is, how do you know the difference between a negative ET and a positive ET? Like, can negative energies come across as positive? How can you discern this?
Yeah, there's a lot of sayings. There's a lot of old sayings, by their fruits you'll know them, and there's certain guidelines, if they... Usually, if you develop your inner sensitivity, you can feel the energy that they carry with them. They'll have a real loving, joyous vibration, and it's very lifting and healing. The other ones, they may have power, but it's a real manipulative power. And just by developing your inner sensitivity, you can tell who's who. And then you also have to go by what are they telling you, because... some will come in and they'll use flattery to manipulate you, and they'll say, you're the chosen one, you're here to save humanity, and they'll give you some big title and things like that, and they'll pull you out of unity consciousness, and tell you how special you are, and there's a lot of tools for discernment that we use, but it all goes back to their fruits. Are they assisting you in making your own personal God, creator, spirit connection, whatever you want to call it? Are they empowering you? Is the information they're giving you, is it helpful? Is it creating unity or is it creating division? It's like there's just a lot of guidelines that you can observe that we teach actually in the self-mastery training on how to discern, what kind of entity you're working with.
Right. I just want to say thank you for the work you're doing. I mean, it feels so dark and so hopeless at times, and I just am looking for threads of, something, way to turn this around. I just want to say thanks, and I'm there with you, and hopefully this can, turn around for all of us,
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's just we're at that pivotal point right now where, I think the cabal are pretty much done, but they still have some programs that are still in place that need to be stopped. And hopefully the military will find some courage and some honor, and step up and do the right thing and put an end to the rest of these programs.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you very much, and thanks for the show. Appreciate it a lot.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, we've got, I'm not sure, it's either Dolores or Dennett on line four. I've got two different names here. But
hey, James.
Hey, welcome to the show. What's your first name?
It's really Dolores.
Okay.
In Seattle.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Good to hear you on. And just wanted to say there's a convention going on down in San Jose. Have you heard of it? It starts with AAAS, and it's a big scientific community. And they're whistleblowing on the chemtrail.
Great.
And I hope people will go to that site, AAAS.org. And listen to what's going on there. Some of it's supposed to be streaming live. There's people like Max Bliss there speaking today, I believe he was, and should be a great show. I mean, they're really just going all out. I think I forwarded just some of the information and some of the links that he had put out on the chemtrail exposure. And aside from that, I just want to know, how do you get through daily life and walk through this stuff knowing we're being bombarded? And I know you touched on that subject many times, but I think for myself, I kind of think of it as doing it soulfully.
Yeah.
And that's about the best I can do, I guess.
Yeah, the only thing I know is that, I mean, right now I'm looking for every kind of alternative because I've been affected, you know, extremely adversely by this. Not just that, but, you know, black helicopters, you know, hitting me with microwave and psychotronics and everything else.
I do know many of your stories. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm constantly, you know, figuring out new ways of repairing my body and getting back, you know, so I can keep going on the mission here. But yeah, you just have to keep looking at it. I know there is technology coming out that can repair most of this and redo it. And that's what I'm seeking out, you know, and not just for myself, but for others, you know, so I can make it available to others as well. But if we just get, the main thing is we got to get these false agencies out of the way, which I believe they're probably going to end up losing their funding. So the people that are stopping all these technologies from coming forward and they're blocking, you know, free energy and these incredible healing technologies are eventually going to lose their funding and be totally either transformed or done away with altogether, and something else will take their place. And when that happens, I mean, these things are here now. They're already, you know, a lot of the technologies are already here. But, you know, these are the guys that are creating this stuff. Most of them have antidotes. They know how to get rid of it as well. So these are the guys we need to bring out and find out, okay, what are you creating and how do we get rid of it? You know, and start whistleblowing that so we can, you know, get the cure out to people so, you know, they can get straightened out as well.
I know Alfred had said one time that heart technology has the ability to rid the planet of radiation.
Well, they can do a lot with that technology. It's amazing what they can do with that. I mean, they could throw everybody into a total state of bliss if they wanted to with HARP technology. Or they can excite you to riot, you know, either one. So it's kind of like, yeah, who's got their finger on the button? You know, that's the problem, you know, and that's our whole problem is we have to look at who we've chosen to give this power to, and are they serving us? Are they self-serving, or are they using it against us? And right now they're self-serving in most cases, using it to control and dominate.
Well, and many people in those programs have been duped into thinking they were doing the right thing from the beginning and are caught up in it, whether they wanted to be or not, and probably mind control to a certain degree, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a combination of things. It's all compartmentalized. And so people are building these things. They don't even know where they're going or how they're using them or anything else, and they're building all these little nanotechnologies and like multi-phase biologicals, you know, that'll go from a nanobot to a virus to a bacteria to a fungus. And how do you deal with something like that? It keeps morphing, you know, and so you've got to find something that will get all three or four at the same time. And these damn nanobots, I don't know, you know, I think the only way you can deal with them is short them out somehow.
Right. Well, and I thought that some of the sun flares could knock those out at times.
Yeah, they
I
will.
I heard that before. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
there's
they
people
will.
Like want to call it. Go ahead.
Yeah, they will, and there's other devices that have that ability to do that too. But the problem is, you know, like Rife technology and things like that, a lot of those things actually excite them, and they actually feed off the energy versus taking them out. So you got to be careful what you're using. I know Clifford Carnicom was talking about, you know, all these different little creatures they're finding, and they are finding some ways to get rid of them, but other ways, which usually get rid of those things, actually excite them and actually make them stronger. So it's really tricky. You know, it's quite a science.
Right. And you were talking one time about, I think it was the Peori machine.
Yeah, Papini.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's called a Papini machine.
Papini.
It's P-A-P-I-M-I, Papini machine. And that throws a huge magnetic pulse through your body. And yeah, I used one of those and it did knock it out when I was in Mexico. It did help, but then it came back again because I think they're still, they just keep introducing it.
Okay. And I see you swimming in the ocean. And how do you deal with that, man, when there's radiation in there? I mean, I moved to a beach community that I've been going to for years. I moved up here to be able to go to the beach all the time, and about as soon as I got up here, the chemtrails just started wiping out the sun, and you know, and then Fukushima happened, and I haven't gone to the beach yet since I've lived up here for 5 years. So
yeah,
how do you
like,
get in the water?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that same thing. You know, I moved out in the middle of nowhere, you know, high in the mountains in Washington State, and I go, okay, now I can create paradise here. You know, now you know I'm not going to be affected by all the other toxins and everything else they're doing, and grow everything organic, you know, and have fresh air, sunshine, and you know, grow our own live food, and you know, raise our chickens and all our other stuff. And then, you know, there's nowhere to go. They're just bombing us with chemtrails. It's like they're killing the forest. They're actually just, it's almost like it's a full blown assault against creation, and that's what we have to look at is whoever's behind this are, you know, sick demonic puppies. I don't care whatever thing you want to call them. You know, they come up with reasons why they're doing this, but the bottom line, the ones that are really behind this, that are doing it, are they're just, you know, they're not leaving. Most of them aren't even from here. They're just reptilian psychopaths, you know, and things like that, that are actually using people as Autobots to pull these plans off.
Right. What else did I want to tell you here? Well, oh, I did post on my Facebook page, Whistleblowers Do It With Love. And I just want to call attention to that we need to just keep walking in that path. I want to call attention to people like Max Bliss, who is at the AAA, what did I say, AAAS.org. I want to check in. I have people check in on that. Folks like Ken Rohla, Rohla, to take a look at him and his work. He's doing some wonderful work that's fighting radiation and the chemtrails himself, using quantum physics and introducing common things a person can do to help get rid of those things. But happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you.
See you guys down at the ranch in the near future, and have a good evening.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for calling in and giving that information out, because it's really necessary that we do need to find new ways of dealing with this and augmenting, you know, what they're doing and solutions to it. And also the main thing, we just got to get it stopped. You know, we got to expose it for what it is and expose the people on the highest levels that are doing it. And then it'll finally come to an end.
And I suppose, again, to reiterate, just walking through all this soulfully.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, removing, just walking through it soulfully, shaman-like, if you will.
Yeah, not in denial, you know, but pay attention to what's happening, you know. But I call it loving detachment. You know, you can't really get angry and pissed off. Or, maybe, you know, maybe that might be appropriate. Who knows? At times, you know, it's even the lamas say sometimes that there's a thing called, what they call it? Kuan Yin is known for wrathful compassion, you know, where she'll just come and deal with, take care of business. But, I can't remember. There's a name that the Lamas talked about, anger, where it's actually useful. You actually put it to use versus you don't subdue it, you know, or suppress it. You actually channel it and use it in a positive way. But there's a name.
I don't know what that's called either, but be handy right now. And I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah. Well, have a great evening. And anyway, hope to see you in the near future.
All right. Thanks for calling. I think it's called standing in your own divinity and saying what's necessary in the moment, basically, versus being in denial and ignoring it. But and we've all got to do that. We got to start leading ourselves from our own heart and soul. That's what the higher benevolent beings are saying. You know, we got to stop giving our power away to these psychopaths, because they're definitely going to abuse that power. Looks like we got Sally on line 5. Sally, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hey. Everybody's talking about chemtrails, and here in Northern California, we are being bombarded with them. It looks like a tic-tac-toe field or something. But I'll tell you what I do that I think really helps me. It makes me feel better. It oxygenates your blood and purifies it, and it's called OxySulfur. I have no relationship to this company, but I use it, and when I come up this summer to see you, I'm going to bring you some.
Right.
I use that, and I also use hydrogen peroxide food grade, and I put a couple drops in the coffee or wine or whatever I'm drinking, and it helps inflammation. It helps all that stuff. I think it is the best things I've ever used, and I take supplements, but oh my gosh, it's just, it's very powerful. If you ever have heard of it or use it, it's from a pine tree, and it's 97% pure sulfur fluid flake crystals, and it gives you energy, and I don't know how to put this, but it makes you more spiritual. I don't know how that works, but it does.
Wait, and OxySulfur?
Sulfur. It's called Mr. Oxygen OxySulfur. It's a crystal organic sulfur, super sulfur. Uh-huh. And I take about 3 teaspoons a day. And I just take about teaspoons, and I drink with coffee or whatever I'm drinking. It lightens you. It just, it's...
Is there a brand? Is there a brand of it?
You can order over the internet.
Okay.
And that food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
3 or 4 drops of my coffee or my wine or whatever I'm drinking. And I don't know. It just seems to. I know the sulfur really purifies your blood. You know, you can see people's regular blood. And then when you put this in your diet, you see how beautiful red your blood is. It's powerful stuff. And
we're
bombarded here. I live in Fairfield, California. And, oh, my God, the skies lately are just,
it's insane.
Every day it seems, you know, the skies would be so blue. But no, they got to haze it up with these trails morning till night. It's crazy.
Yeah, they have all kinds of, they're trying to shield the planet is what they say. They say they're trying to shield the planet, and they're trying to create...
they're shielding the planet, all right.
And they're trying to shield other technologies. They have all these excuses for what they're doing, but the bottom line is when you analyze these chemtrails, everything in them is extremely toxic. And if it's not the heavy metals that they're raining down.
They're poisonous. And I'm saying, James, I'm going to come up there this summer. I've been up there a few times to see it, but I'm going to bring you some. And this stuff is great. I mean, for anybody that is trying to get out of the fog, this helps.
Along with
the hydrogen peroxide food grade.
Yeah.
Put a couple drops in your coffee or whatever, it kind of gets you out of the fog and kind of helps you see the brighter side.
Mm-hmm.
But
can you send me an email?
I want to tell you about my...
Yeah, send me an email.
Yes,
or
I'm friends with you.
Huh? Okay. Yeah, send me an email to James@gorge.net and a link to which one that is, which the one you're using.
Mr. Oxygen, OxySulfur. You can Google it and order it. It's real easy.
Okay.
It's powerful stuff, but it really helps.
Yeah,
I was going to tell you about my abduction, me and my boyfriend's abduction experience in Downingville, California, but I know you got lots of other people that want to talk to you, so I'm going to Let's go to them. I'll tell you about it when I come up this summer sometime.
Make it short. You can go ahead.
Okay.
We've got some time. We only have about 3 or 4 minutes, so if you can make it short, you know, go for it.
Okay, my boyfriend and my dog were up in Downeyville. We're going to watch the meteor showers. We're like at the Yuba River throwing stones in the water, and my dog chasing after him, of course. And then it was around 7:30, and then all of a sudden we're gone. And then we came back around 10 o'clock, and, you know, all of a sudden we're back on the river, and there's a bright light shining on us across the river, and there's no lights or anything across the river shining on us, but then a couple minutes later, we're looking up, and there's a triangle ship going across the sky. It was magic, you know. We got back to our little room, and it was like 10-something. It was magic. It was all good. I don't think it was any grays. Well, not the grays are bad, but it wasn't, you know, it was just magical. I've had a lot of different experiences, but that's it.
Sounds good. Do you have any memories on what happened while you're on the ship? Or
what they did let me remember was that I saw the Milky Way like the Hubble telescope saw it. You know, you're right in it. They did not remember that. And that was magical.
Nice.
They did let me see that. But what we did there, I don't know. But they took my dog.
Yeah.
They brought him back, of course. But they did take her with me because she would have been in my room on my car. And she was right with me when we got back. So, yeah, it was quite an experience.
Well, it's good they took care of the pet, shows benevolence.
Huh?
It's good they took care of the pet, so it shows benevolence
there.
They did.
It was magical. Thanks,
awesome.
James.
Hey, thanks
God
for calling.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting sitting here on Valentine's Day, you know, doing this show. You know, everybody's going, are you going to go out to dinner? Are you going to go out here? Are you going to go out there? And I said, well, I've been doing counselings all day today, and now I've got the radio show, and hopefully after this I might be able to get something to eat, but we'll see. But that's been my Valentine's Day. Didn't get any chocolates or flowers or kisses, but hey, you know, I enjoy doing what I'm doing, you know, I enjoy watching other people get in touch with their own love and joy and bliss and getting healthy and things like that. To me, that brings me joy. So you know, that's all I need. And I love this show because people can get on here and talk and say whatever they want, you know, without all the commercials and everything else. And it's not going to be censored. And there's no planned opposition here to steer the information or the energy. And it is what it is. And people can call in and no screening and say whatever they need to say. And I like that, you know, it's I like the live shows because it's called As You Wish Talk Radio. It's your show, and it's a show that you can call in and express your viewpoints. And I love the educated callers that we get that call in and share information, you know, so other people can find out what's going on and solutions to some of the things that are going on. So, but anyway, it looks like we're hitting the end of the hour here. So happy Valentine's to everybody. I hope everybody's having a great time and enjoying each other's company. And just, you know, love is the power. It's the ultimate power in the universe. It's what, you know, sprung everything into motion and the cosmic glue that holds everything together. So can't be bad. So anyway, keep loving each other. Watch the skies. A lot going on. And watch these changes and shifts. And just hang in there because I know it looks a little dark and crazy right now, but it's going to get better. Anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.